Hello and welcome to Pulling the Music Apart. I'm Dave. I'm joined by my siblings, Norley and Russell. As the name suggests, we're here to dissect and analyse music. On this podcast, we're discussing misheard lyrics.
Great fun.
Norley, what's yours?
Okay, so it's Don't Bring Me Down by ELO, otherwise known as Electric Light Orchestra, for those people that don't know the band. They started out in the 70s. I believe, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, really? So there's a part of the song, Don't Bring Me Down, Whoos! It sounds to me like they're saying, Don't Bring Me Down, Whoos! And so some wussy person's bring them down. So that made sense to me. But apparently the actual word is Groose, which is a made-up word that they just used to fill it in so they could, you know, make it work with the rest of the song. And apparently it turned out to be a German word that meant greeting. Mm. So that doesn't make sense either.
No, it
doesn't. Don't bring me down. Guten Morgen.
I think it's not Bruce.
It's not Bruce. I think the rest of the world thought it was don't bring me down, Bruce.
Just that was a message to Bruce from you guys, was it?
Which didn't make sense.
No, but neither does the original one. Yeah, so the other song is Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Good track.
Yeah, so there's a line in that song that made me think that Jimi Hendrix was maybe bisexual, because he says, excuse me while I kiss this guy. And he's actually saying, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Which is a reference to tripping, I believe.
Tripping, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which he enjoyed doing.
God, yeah.
What about you, Russell?
Speaking of kissing guys, both my songs are by Elton John. Edit. Anyway, my first one, and I don't know why I've homed in on Elton John here, but this one was Tiny Dancer. Everyone knows the song.
Mm. Yep.
Hold me close now, Tiny Dancer. Oh, I almost said it. Tony Danza.
So you're picturing the guy from Who's the Boss?
Yes.
And Elton John wanting to hold Tony Danza closer.
And that show hadn't been invented when the song came out.
Don't think so.
Yeah. No, that was I think I discovered that misheard lyric more out of fun years later. You know, when I was trying to be funny. Like today. The other one is, Elton John again, back from the Yellow Brick Road album in 1973. How about that? It's 1973. 52 years old. Mm. Wouldn't think it, would you? Benny and the Jets. So, she's got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know I read it in a magazine. Okay. That's the correct lyrics. I thought when I was a kid, she's got electric boobs and no hair too.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. It would be better lyrics, wouldn't it? But then again, no hair too wouldn't be relevant in the early 70s, would it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's very well ahead of his time.
It's funny what how...
Well, she was.
I was hearing, she's got electric boots, a mohair too.
A mohair too.
I don't know what if that's an asset to have a mohair too. I don't... What are the lyrics to... She's got electric boots and...
A mohair three.
Inflationary speech.
Crickets. Okay. What about you, David?
I've got No Secrets by the Angels. This one, I only worked out the real lyrics only a few years ago, where the real line is, she walked like a pharaoh. I thought it was she walked like a fellow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same.
Same.
She walked like a fellow. It rhymes better with yellow. Do they say yellow in the next line?
Dayglow?
Dayglow.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
She walked like a fellow, dressed up in yellow. That's what I was hearing.
There's that one. And my other one is Suffragette City by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
So the real line is, this mellow-thighed chick just put my spine out of place. I always thought it was, the smell of fat chicks just put my spine out of place. I remember being horrified at the time. I was thinking, hang on.
That's disgusting.
Well, I thought, because this song, it's a song all about celebrating women. I thought, why would he put those lines in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen to that song and don't hear the smell of fat chicks just put my spine out of place.
You've ruined it for me now.
Mm. Yeah.
If you have any questions or want to leave a comment, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Pulling the Music Apart. Our next episode is almost ready, so please stay tuned and keep listening to the music. Thanks for tuning in.